yeah, just back at it again. I hope you guys are doing good. Just really excited about the game. And, you know, we're at the last game for our seniors this weekend. And really, really happy with the result after watching the film and everything. Just proud of our guys. Just a commitment to playing tough and being in a physical game. That was good. A good response from all our guys and all three phases. And so, you know, looking forward to the momentum that we were able to create. And just we need that going into this last game. And you know, it was, we knew going into that game that Cincinnati was going to give us their best shot. It was their senior night. And now we're here at our senior day and our senior game. And so the goal would be controlling the emotions, because we've been part of it. You know, we talk about it and having those guys figure out that it's going to be an emotional time for them, but also to embrace the opportunity and to go out and play their best. And so really getting over the emotions of this being your last game, and maybe even approaching the concept of it right now so they can understand it. And then let's go play the game and have fun and perform at our best. We do that, and I think everything else will take care of itself. A really good team. UCF is coached by Scott Frost, who's got a great reputation and what he can do, especially with the offensive mind that he is. He's had a lot of success at UCF, and this is his second stint. So, you know, we can see on film they're a dangerous team, and that their roster is full of talent and skill and speed. And so this is not going to be an easy game, but we feel good about getting the most out of our guys and performing at our best and seeing what happens. We're going to need to play all three phases, complementary football, and do our best to make sure that we're in a best position for success. But, you know, looking at their staff, I mean, I know Alex has been there for a while. He's got a great reputation as a defensive mind. And so they have really good talent, great coaching, coaches and the coaching staff. They're a well-coached team, and I know they're a dangerous opponent. You know, you look at what's going on in the Big 12 Conference, nothing's easy, you know. So you look at the games that happened over the weekend, a lot of tight games. And, you know, we remember being in a position where they're playing for a lot right now. They're playing for bowl eligibility, and we're playing for a lot too. So there's a lot riding on this game. Just want to find a way to go 1-0 this weekend. Keep focused on the opponent and stay humble, stay hungry, and away we go. Just kind of doing the same things that we've been doing and trying to keep the momentum going. So what questions do you guys have for me?
We'll start off with Mitch Harper.
Kalani, wanted to ask, you know, just how your team came out health-wise. We saw, obviously, Chase, as you noted, after the game in Cincy that he took himself out. But we, you know, the TV broadcast showed on in the fourth quarter, Bear kind of grimacing at times. How's your team health-wise heading into this final week of the regular season?
Yeah, everybody's sore. I mean, you know, Chase has got – I mean, obviously he couldn't go in the game, but we've got to make a decision on what's the best thing for him this week. And so, you know, we'll evaluate that as we get closer towards the middle of the week. Bear's fine. You know, the guys are tough, and LJ, those guys are – they're banged up. Everybody should be banged up right now in college football going into the last week, last game of the season, so the regular season. So we don't expect anyone to be 100% until we get to Saturday. But we're going to have to practice hard this week. We've got some sparring to do and get this team ready for this weekend. But, yeah, the guys are banged up. That's the game of football. That's why we anticipate that happening, and we know it's going to be a painful problem. Process and part of it. So proud of the guys, though. Then they'll find a way to get back and get healthy and be ready to roll. But mindset's got to be focused on working hard and getting it done.
Then wanted to ask you. You said in your opening remarks that the momentum was built or gained from that win in Cincinnati. And in what areas do you feel like is areas of momentum going into this final week? Was it just solely the rushing attack, or what other areas did you see that you feel like is building momentum heading into this final week?
Yeah, all of it. I just think physical momentum is what I care about the most. You know, guys were tough and strong. I mean, you know, that's where you can always control that. You can't control what happens to the ball, and even if you know, mistakes are made, we got to always bank on the fact that we're committed to going through a little bit of pain and sacrificing so we can get a win And so that's the thing that I'll start with that. Everything else kind of works. I mean, you named them all right there. I was proud of the way the guys were able to do some things and, you know, create turnovers, take care of the football, run the ball, be physical downhill, and also run the ball outside. We were able to possess the ball. I mean, A-Rod doesn't get enough credit for what he's able to do as an offensive coordinator. I'm going to keep telling you that he's a dream if you're a defensive coordinator to have, because he compliments, doesn't have an ego, and he's all about getting a win. So I love the way that the coordinators have worked together. That's with A-Rod, Jay, and K-Pop, and the way they're able to work in harmony, it reflects in the way the players work together on as a team in all three phases.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
Speaking of physical play, second week in a row, your defensive line was honored with the defensive line of the week in the Big 12. Can you comment on just how well their play has been and how big that's been for your team overall?
Yeah, I think the guys are understanding a lot of what they can do up front. We have a lot of young guys that are still learning and growing in the system, but it's also good to see leaders like Keanu and JT. Those guys do some wonderful things up front, and then you combine that with what Ville and Bodie and Clegg and Tausili and Nusi, all those guys in the mix, man. You get a bunch of guys with Anisi and those guys are all playing great football and they're doing it at a high level. I think you have to kind of look at their coaches too. They do some really good things together, man. And it's been nice. I know a lot of the attention goes to the linebackers, but there's people in front of the linebackers making stuff happen and getting pressure on the quarterback and causing interceptions, things like that. Those guys have been able to create some chaos, and that's been nice to depend on.
Speaking of Anisi, he came back with a big club on his hand. How limited is that, if any, and how big is his presence back in the line for you guys?
I think he can only pick his nose with one hand now. That sucks, but he's effective. I mean, you can't use the club as a weapon, but I'm proud that our training room and our doctors could figure out a way for him to keep playing. But he's effective enough. Unfortunately, he can't use that hand, but he can use the rest of his body and to take up some space. But the club is definitely helping him just be on the field and stay safe.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, Kalani, I know it's senior day and you're going to honor a bunch of seniors Saturday. What has this particular class meant to the program, and what are you going to remember about these guys?
Yeah, the leadership, the overall buy-in, and then the willingness to bring their brothers along. I look at all these guys, it's awesome. I'm so proud of them and proud of what they've been able to build here and the culture that's thriving with them and the autonomy that they've been given, but the ability to take that even further and, have it reach out to the fan base and to the community. It's been super impressive, and I'm just proud of all of them, man. I just love what they've been able to do, on the football field, but more proud of what they've been able to accomplish in the classroom. We've had record GPAs as a team because of them and what their example that they set, and then what they've been able to do in the community. On the field stuff has been amazing too. So they've had a lot of wins, and they've ushered us into the Big 12 and had some success now the last couple of years, and we just got to finish it strong for them.
And then I just want to ask about Tiger Bachmeier, the role he's playing. How has he kind of handled it as far as coming in? Obviously, his little brother's doing some amazing things. Just what has he been like as far as a teammate and kind of a mature aspect of his game?
Yeah, I think he's been amazing just with his leadership, because he works hard all the time. He's not, I think when you look at the stats, they don't jump out at you, but he does all the little things right. I mean, there's things that he does on the field that you don't really show up on the stats. He blocks, runs right routes, and he does all the little things right. I mean, he's not perfect, but man, he's close to it, and he's a perfect teammate. So, and it helps that he has a little brother, playing under center. So he's been amazing for us, and you know, it's just been good to see him thrive in the culture that we have, and for him to be a big brother, not just to Bear, but to others.
Next question from Jay Catch.
Kalani, what is your philosophy on guys who may not be seniors, but this could be the final home game? Do you want them to walk?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we did that with Chase Roberts last year, and we'll do that with a number of guys. I mean, that's just we want to do it the right way. Some guys are lucky; they get two senior walks and blankets and things like that. So,
also wanted to ask you: UCF's going to be battling for bowl eligibility. They won last week to get themselves in one game. How much are you expecting from them as they come in fighting for their postseason lives?
Yeah, we were expecting a lot. I mean, we were in that position a couple years ago, you know, and so we know exactly what their mindset's going to be, and there's a lot to play for on their side and also for us. And I mean, this is the simple thing is we want to win at home for our fans, but also for our seniors, and we won't, you know, there's a lot riding on it for us too. So it's a big game for both sides, and you know, we're going to get their best shot. We just need to make sure that ours shows up as well.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Kalani, in addition to getting those seniors playing time on Saturday and maybe guys that, you know, maybe it's their last home game there at Lavelle Edwards Stadium, how do you balance out guys that are going to be redshirts this year and trying to get them playing time either on Saturday or in the postseason?
Yeah, the redshirts, I mean, they're given the four games, and so we have some guys that are already at their four-game max. So, you know, those guys will honor their red shirt, and then, you know, if we are able to, they can play in the postseason. So, so that's what, you know, that's what we're going to be doing. We everything's been, you know, we've been strategic about how much we want to use them and when, and we'll continue to do that. There's a number of guys that fit in that category.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Kalani, you've had the chance to coach a lot of good running backs in your time at BYU, and LJ Martin seems to be the latest. What would you say has been the biggest difference in him this year compared to the past 2 years? I know he was a leading rusher for you guys the past 2 years, but what's been the biggest change for him? He's kind of leveled up, it seems like.
Yeah, I think he's still young. I mean, he's a true junior. So he didn't redshirt; he played right away. And so, I mean, and so when you're, you know, you're coming along, and the biggest thing I've seen is that his comfort level with the offense. He's not learning anymore. This is stuff that he knows really well. And then he's also giving, you know, some advice on what he wants and what he wants to do and type of runs that he likes. I mean, it's nice when we're in timeout and we can sit there and look at him and say, what do you like? And he's kind of like, I like everything, but this is, you know, what we're good at. And so it's nice to have him, you know, be part of that. And when you're brand new to it, I think a lot of times you're still trying to learn it and you're just trusting it. Now he's owning it, and he has a say on what he wants to do and when he wants to do it, you know. And so, you know, he wanted to run the ball a lot, and we gave him, 32 runs. So I think we can trust him. He's a team leader. Voted captain by all his peers, and so to see the growth that he's been able to make from when he first got here as a true freshman and to where he's at now has been awesome, and he keeps growing and getting better every day.
And for guys like him, you noted he's a true junior, he might have a decision after this year. Do you and Coach Unga and Roderick, do you guys talk to him about where he's at as far as his thinking now, or do you wait until, you know, after the season to kind of cross that bridge?
No, we've been talking about him and his situation the entire year. So if you're going to be there are phases and when you want to do that, but we know he's a next level player, and we, you know, he doesn't even want to think or care about that. Right now he wants to win this week, and that's what I appreciate about him. But yeah, we have to, as a head coach and as coaches for us, we want what's best for our young men. And, you know, if guys feel like there's a chance that they may be able to go to the league early, then we want them to walk this weekend. And worst case scenario, they get two senior blankets.
Last question will be from Jay Cash.
Yeah, Klein, a bit of a two-parter, so I'll start you out with the first part. Do you feel like LJ may have like been like kind of right up against the barrier of how many reps you could give a guy in a game with those 32 carries, like 35 touches overall?
You said, is that the barrier?
Is that about as many as you want to give a guy in game, or is it I guess, fluid in a way?
No, he could do more. He knows that, too. We just the question is when and how, and his body is feeling great. I mean, when you run that much, you're going to get and he just didn't just run. He was physical. So, yeah, you're going to get a little sore and all that, but it's going to feel good. Nobody was happier than him after the game, you know. So, if you give him the ball that many times, he's going to do things with it that's unique and special. And he's in the right mindset and right, right feel with his body that he can do that.
And assuming you have this game in control on Saturday, would you give thought to resting guys like that as you get the control of said game?
Well, you've been around me long enough now. You think I'm going to rest guys and give the backups a chance to play? Or that's what you've seen from me, right? But let's take care of the game. Let's get to the game first. I can never assume anything in any game. So I heard the questions. I mean, every game is close in the Big 12, and I'm not saying that we have to plan for everything, but we have to plan for everyone's best shot. And if you don't focus on what's the task at hand, then you get in trouble. And we saw that happen with a lot of teams that took others, didn't take them seriously or their best showed up, and you had all these tight games over the weekend, and that's happened all year long. And we've had maybe people didn't take us seriously. I have no idea, but all I know is I can control what we do, and so nothing's going to be easy. I can't assume anything other than we have to be at our best, and that's my job as a coach: get these guys ready to go, get them committed to playing physical style of football, and then the rest takes care of itself.
All right, that'll be it. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.